You pray for me. The word of the Lord might have free course. Believe that's the Lord's desire to search us. I hope it's ours. I hope we come before Him with honesty of heart and mind, willing for the Lord to search me. Remember, Job said in one place, "Lord, that which I see not, show me, teach me." Lord, the things that I'm not able to see and pick up in my own way of looking at myself, the way that I see myself, whenever I look upon who I am, Lord, that I'm not able to see, would You please search me? Would You please show me and reveal it unto me? Realize that there is a possibility that we could have a perception of ourselves, of who we are, of our condition before the Lord, and the Lord see it all together different. Remember what He said, was it to the Laodiceans, that you don't realize, you think that you're in good condition. You think that you're rich, and you don't realize that you're naked, you're poor, you're blind, and all of that. You're not able to fully understand the condition that you're in. Lord, help us that we'd be willing to search ourselves. Believe, the burden that I have tonight is to speak about a God that desires to reveal Himself unto every one of us. I'd like to look at the 16th chapter of the book of Matthew. Matthew 16, the 13th verse. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that Thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but My Father which is in heaven." You know, this world is full of opinions. They're full of ideas. They're full of answers. You can go and ask many people, "Well, what's your opinion on this? What's your opinion on that?" You can ask the same question. You can take two different people looking on the same situation and get two completely different answers. "Well, I have this idea, and I have this thought, and I think that He's John the Baptist." But Jesus, in cutting through all of that, turned to Peter and said, "But Peter, who do you say that I am? Who is it that what's been revealed unto your heart? What is the conviction that you have of who I am?" You know, I believe Jesus wants to be able to cut through all the clutter, through all the noise of the world around us, through all the background noise, and be able to ask us, "Who do you say? What is the conviction that's been revealed unto your heart? What is it that you believe tonight?" The Lord wants to be able, as He said here, "Peter, it's not flesh and blood. It wasn't what you're able to see with the natural eyes. That's not the revelation that you're going to have to be able to have. But it is that which was revealed from heaven above. A divine revelation of who God was. The same revelation that I believe He wants to reveal Himself to every one of us of who He is in His fullness. And it's going to require more on our part than just what I'm able to see through these natural eyes. What I'm able to reason. What I'm able to conclude in my own mind." The Lord wants to be able to reveal Himself to every one of us. Jesus said in the 11th chapter of Matthew, I'd like to look at this, Matthew 11, the 25th verse. "At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank Thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hath revealed them unto the babes." You know, I find comfort in this tonight to know that it doesn't require a Bachelor of Science, or whatever they call the degree in divinity. It doesn't require me going to seminary to be able to understand who God is. It doesn't require a great intellect. It doesn't require great intelligence. It requires an honesty of heart. It requires a poorness of spirit that I come before the Lord. and I want Him to reveal Himself unto me. He said here, Lord, I thank You, Father, that You've concealed it from those that are the wisest, from those that think that they know and have all the answers. You've hidden it from them, the thing that was right before their very nose, so to speak. They weren't able to see and understand. But to the hungry, honest heart, the Lord is able to reveal Himself and who He is unto.
Praise the Lord.
I'd like to look at the 10th chapter of Romans. Romans 10. The 6th verse. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above? Or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The God that we speak of, the faith in which we believe. It's not something that I have to ask, who's able to ascend to high enough heights to be able to even start to grasp it, or go into such depths that I'll be able to understand it. But He said, it's revealed unto you. It's nigh unto you, unto everyone that want to receive it. The word is nigh unto you. I'm thankful that we serve a God that wants to reveal Himself unto every one of us, that hasn't put requirements on us that we're not able to understand, that we're not able to grasp. I'm thankful that this is a way that can be revealed even unto the most simple, even unto the babes. The Lord is able to reveal Himself unto us. You know, I don't believe that any of the doctrines and faith that we teach and believe is something that's so high and so above the common level that maybe you have, the only way you can get a hold of it is if you've been raised among the saints, as if your parents were among the saints and your grandparents were among the saints. Otherwise, you'll never be able to get a hold of it. But I believe the Lord wants to reveal Himself in a very real way and His requirements and who He is to every one of us in this day, in this age, to this generation, that we too can be able to see and have it revealed unto us. There is a requirement for us to be able to have this revelation. Like to consider it here for a moment. The 8th chapter of Romans. Romans 8 and beginning in the 5th verse. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Remember the scripture in 2 Corinthians 4 and 4 says, for the God of this world hath blinded the minds of those that believe not, lest the glorious light of the gospel should appear unto them. Lest they be able to see the target that the devil made. What he put his sights on was the mind. You know, that's where God makes His appeal. That's where the enemy makes his appeal, unto the mind. You've heard it said, no doubt, the mind is the devil's battleground. That's where he stages his attacks and his battle. The God of this world hath blinded the mind. The mind is the eye of the soul, to be able to understand, to be able to receive. Jesus said, I believe it was, that if thine eye be single, then thy body will be full of light. But if it's not, your body will be full of darkness. If you're not able to have a spiritual mind, to be able to receive and understand the things of God, there's no way we'll be able to receive it or understand it.
Oh, that's right.
Scripture says, and I believe it's 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, says the natural man receiveth not the things of God, for they're spiritually discerned, neither indeed can he receive them. Not able to receive, he's not able to understand and discern and receive the things of God, the deep things of God. But it is the Spirit that searches them out and gives understanding and gives revelation of those things to the heart of man. And that's what the Lord wants to be able to do, to reveal Himself unto every one of us.
That's right.
I'd like to look at 2 Corinthians, the third chapter. 2 Corinthians 3. Beginning with the 12th verse. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. Not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. But their minds were blinded. For until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their hearts. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. This is referring to the time, if you'll remember, that Moses came down from the mount. He had been in the presence of God, been right there where God came, and he revealed himself unto Moses, and his word, and his law, and his requirement unto Moses. Moses being in that place, in the presence of God. Remember it, where it says they looked on the apostles and took note that they had been with Jesus. Those in the camp of Israel, whenever Moses came down, they looked upon his face, and it said, "It shone very brightly." It shone such that they weren't able to look on it. Moses had to take and put a veil over his face. They weren't able to look upon the glory of God. But he said, in Christ, that veil is done away. No longer do we have to have a veil over our mind. No longer are there things that I'm not able to understand, because now I'm transformed. The scripture says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I need a renewing of mind. I'm not able by the natural mind to look and determine. Oh, there are so many that try to find their way through life by the natural man. There is a way that seems right unto a man. It seems logical to man. By me looking at it in my own reasoning, it makes all the sense in the world. I can reason through it and explain it, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That is the importance that there is of having the Lord reveal Himself unto us in a way that the natural man is not able to see and understand. But the Lord wants through Christ to take that veil away, that now I don't have to look through something that dims it, but I can steadfastly look on the glory of God. Only through Christ now are we able to approach unto His presence and have Him reveal Himself in His plainness. He said, because of that, we use great plainness of speech. We use great clarity and plainness, that you're able to understand it now. But oh, there are still those, it says, in the reading of Moses in the Old Testament, in the reading of the law, their minds are blinded. They can read the words. They can look at the same scriptures that we look at, but yet take a completely different interpretation on it. You believe that happens? It happens all the time in our world. Can look at the very same passages, and I can get something entirely different out of it. And someone else can look at it and get an entirely different, another interpretation and another twist on it. But the Lord wants to be able to reveal Himself and His truth and His one way unto us, that there not be confusion of mind, but the Lord wants to be able to use great plainness to reveal Himself unto us. It's not through the natural man. We need a renewing of our minds, the way that we look at things. Whenever I have questions, whenever I'm not able to understand, I want to warn us to be very careful about discounting the doctrines. Be very careful about just saying there's nothing to it. I don't see it. I don't understand it. Let's seek the Lord. Lord, if there's something here, I want to understand it. Lord, if there's something here, I want to be able to receive it. It wasn't just the last generation the Lord wants to reveal Himself to, but it is our generation. It's to those that are my age, to be able to receive it, to be able to understand it for myself. It's not something that's just been passed down. It's not something that's irrelevant. It's not something that was for a previous age. I've had it revealed. And it doesn't matter, as the man that was blind. They came to him and said, that man couldn't have worked a miracle. That man couldn't have been of God, because we know that man's a sinner. We already have it all figured out in our minds, see? The way I want to see it. The way I want to believe it. And I know that this man's a sinner. So I've already reached the conclusion that I want to come to. Many people have already reached the conclusions in their mind of what they want to believe, of what they want the scripture to say, of what they want the doctrine to be. I know what fits my life, and I can find a way to justify it. That's dangerous. Lord, help us to get the mind of Christ. Lord, help us that we not have a veil over our minds. The flesh will put a veil. That's what the veil is. It is the flesh over our minds. I'm not able to understand. It's the natural man that's getting in the way. Lord, help me to see through spiritual eyes. Lord, give me the revelation. Don't give me a renewing, a transforming of my mind that I'll be able to see as you see, that I'll be able to see through clear eyes. That which is done away in Christ, we might be able to see. Jesus said unto the disciples, unto you it is given to know the mysteries. Remember we said the other night of how God said of Abraham, shall I hide from Abraham that thing that I shall do? The Lord wanted to be able to confide. He wanted to be able to reveal unto Abraham that what was going on, what was happening, and what he was going to do, the judgment that was to come. Jesus said also in one place, I've not called you servants, but friends. Abraham was the friend of God. Jesus said, because the servant knoweth not what his master doeth. The servant, it's not made privy unto that information. You just do what you're told, and you aren't able to have an understanding of what the master does. But I've called you friends. I want to reveal myself unto you. I want to show my ways unto you. I want you to be able to have an understanding for your own self. Not just to go through life never able to really understand for myself. The Lord wants us to be able to understand. Unto you it is given. Unto every one of us it's given. The word's not far off. This thing's not so far removed that I can't ever get a hold of it. The Lord wants to be able to reveal Himself and His ways unto us. I'd like to look at the book of Daniel. Daniel, the second chapter. If you remember the story of Daniel, one to me that's very challenging, very inspirational. They brought Daniel and the Hebrew children. Their intention was that they were going to conform them, going to give them different names. Names that had bore a resemblance unto the gods of the land that they were now held captive in. They were going to take them away from that strange diet they were used to eating, and they were going to put the king's food before him. You're not part of that land of the Israelites anymore. You're now part of this world. You're now part of this culture, this generation. They wouldn't have it. He said, no, you bring us the vegetables, the pulse. We'll eat that and you come back and look, God's blessing was upon them. You see, they weren't conformed unto the world. They refused to be conformed to the ways of the thinking of this world. There came a point where in the second chapter of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. Doesn't sound like it was the first dream he had ever had. But he had a dream and he came unto those that he had trusted in. The wise men. Those that were supposed to have all the knowledge. Those that were supposed to be learned and educated and be able to give interpretation of dreams. He said, I had a dream and I want you to reveal it unto me. O king, you tell us the dream and we'll reveal it to you. We'll tell it to you, and he's said, just for the sake of time, paraphrasing, that's the problem. I don't remember the dream. And can imagine the look in their eyes. Well, silly king, we can't tell you what the meaning of the dream is without knowing what you dreamed. But God had a purpose that he was working. He said, I don't know. You're the wise men. You're the ones that are supposed to have the understanding. As I understand it, the Chaldeans were those, and the wise men and the astrologers that many times would travel far distances to try to acquire knowledge. They didn't have access to Wikipedia. Didn't have access to the web where they could go and search for information. So they'd go to all lengths to try to acquire understanding. of those of the wisdom of this world, they were probably about as wise as they could get. But the wisdom of this world doesn't cut it when it comes to the things of God. This was not a natural dream. This wasn't just something that he dreamed, but it was a message from God. Messages from God are not understood by the natural man. The wisdom of this world is not able to correctly interpret the gospel message or spiritual things. So they were unable to interpret the dream. He was furious. Commanded that they be taken out and that they be killed. Daniel and the Hebrew children were also taken. He said, well, wait a minute. Why are you taking us? What's the haste of this decree? They told him and said, you give me a little time, because I know someone that can reveal dreams. And he went and he fell upon his face before the Lord. The 20th verse. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. He changeth the time and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Lord, you see what this is. I'm not even able to understand it. I'm not even able to know what it is. But Lord, you gave the dream. I know that there is a God in heaven. I know that there's one that understands the deep things. That is the God that we serve. That is the God that wants to reveal himself unto us. Those things that are beyond the grasp of the world, those things that the world say is foolishness. I don't know why you do the things you do. Lord, understand to me reveal something to me that's deeper than that. Lord, I don't want to just see at the level that the world sees at. Lord, show me the deep things of God. There is a God in heaven. And he reveals and knows the deep and secret things. He came then, presented himself unto the king. 26th verse, the king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof? Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king hath demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers, show unto the king. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets, and maketh known to King Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the vision of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into my mind upon thy bed, thy mind upon thy bed. What should come to pass hereafter, and he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have, more than any living. But for their sakes they shall make known the interpretation of the king. Thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. Thank the Lord that there was a man. That there was one that knew that God. That there was one in all the kingdom that knew more about the stars. Knew more than just about astrology and soothsaying. But there was one that knew Almighty God. There was one, this wasn't the start of Daniel's communion with him. Wasn't he the one that three times a day he had opened the windows and he had prayed to this God? He knew this God. He had contact with this God. There was a reason why he knew that there is a God that revealeth secrets. This God had revealed himself unto him. Lord, help us to stand in the gap. In our generation, in our time, Lord, help me to stand in the gap. I want to be in contact with this God. I want to have him revealed unto me in this time. It's not for my own sake. It's not for my own glory, O King. But it's God that's doing this. It's God that wants to make known. God doesn't want to just hide himself from all mankind. But there is a requirement. Lord, help us that we be spiritually minded. That we serve him in all godly reverence and fear. So the Lord revealed the dream, that which the wise men couldn't do. That which the wise men of our generation can't do, the God that revealeth secrets wants to reveal to every one of us. Whenever the world looks on and they scoff, whenever they look on and say, what do you mean you're trusting the Lord for your body? Don't you? How far behind times are you? Don't you know there's something that can fix this with an outpatient operation? Don't you know that's easy to take care of? What is wrong with you people? It's hidden. There are things that are hidden. There are things that the natural man cannot receive. I may not even be able to fully explain it, but there's something that's been revealed unto me. And again, as the blind man said, you question all you want. I don't know. I don't know all the answers, but there's one thing I know. There's one thing that's been revealed to me. I can see now. I can see you standing before me. One time I was blind, and now I see. And that's something you can't take. No amount of reason, no amount of conferences or councils of the wise men and religious leaders of that day could have shaken, because I have it revealed. The Lord God of heaven revealed. He did something for me. That's what I pray every one of us would have. That I don't just settle for, I've heard something. Well, this seems to be a good enough way. I'll follow along. The enemy is so subtle. Working with our mind and trying to cloud our mind, trying to bring confusion, trying to bring questions and doubts into our mind. Lord, reveal unto me. Lord, give me understanding of your ways. You ever heard of the Navajo Code Talkers? World War II, the United States had a problem with their intelligence being intercepted. They would send different codes, different messages, and always it seems like the intelligence was intercepted before they got there. They realized there's a problem. They tried many different ways of trying to have some language or some code that the enemy wasn't able to decipher. Someone recommended a tribe of Indians that they had met, called the Navajos, were able to speak a language that was so unlike any other language of any other people on the earth. To my knowledge, that code was never able to be deciphered. They would send the Navajo Indians in. They would send them to the front lines. And they were able to send back codes and messages. No matter how the enemy tried, it made no sense to them. Whenever they heard the sounds, it was just sound. It was just noise. There was no intelligible way to decipher what the meaning of the message was. You know that's what the preaching of the cross is to this world? It makes no sense. Whenever I hear it, I hear the words. I see I have access to the same Bible. I hear what you're saying, but it's so foreign to me. It's so foreign to anything that I'm used to. Because the way of God is foreign to the world. It's contrary. The flesh and the spirit are contrary one to another. To be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That is the way of God. The Lord, in communicating unto us, the Bible calls it a mystery. He's revealed unto us the mystery. Revealed, He wants to reveal to every one of us. Again, as Daniel said, it's not because I'm somebody special, but the Lord wants to reveal unto every one of us what He's talking about. What the Word of God means. What His requirement is in a very personal way for my life. It's something that the world may not understand. It may be something like the Navajo language, that the world, they hear it and it just completely escapes them. I'd like for you to consider a passage in the 14th chapter of Exodus. Exodus 14, the time whenever the Lord had brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. And He led them on their way. Let's pick up with the 19th verse of Exodus 14. And the angel of God which went before the camp of Israel. Remember, that was where God said, I'll go before you. My presence will go before you. It'll be a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. You'll be able to know where I'm leading you and where I'm going. But in this instance, notice what happened. The cloud, the angel of God which went before the camp, removed and went behind them. The pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them. But it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all night. The Lord in His divine providence did this for the children of Israel. But notice that very same cloud, that very same presence of God, to one that didn't believe, it was darkness. But to the camp of Israel, to those that trusted in the Lord, it said it gave light unto them. Jesus, the scripture says that Jesus is a stumbling block to those that don't believe, to those whose heart are not in the place to receive it. They hear His words. You know, we think sometimes if only Jesus was here in the flesh today, it'd clear up so much of the debate, so much of the strife. If only He was. But you know, look at what happened when He was here in the flesh. You know, those things were still going on. Even with all the miracles, they still looked on that and didn't believe because of their heart, because of the condition of their heart. They were carnally minded. And the carnal mind, it's been hidden from to not be able to see. They have ears to hear, but they hear not. They have eyes to see, but they don't see. Speaking of that which is spiritual, they can hear the words, but it doesn't translate into the heart as something with spiritual meaning unto them. The Lord wants His presence to be something to us that's not darkness, that's not clouded in mystery. There are things that are far beyond us ever finding out of God. His ways are so high above our ways, and there requires trust. But the Lord wants to reveal Himself to us in such a way that I can know who He is, that I can know in whom I have believed and have understanding. Remind us also of Belshazzar. He looked on the wall, and what did he see? Something that made him tremble. He saw writing on the wall, but it meant nothing to him. Didn't know what it was. He didn't know the meaning of it. And again, what had to happen? I remember a man. I remember there's someone named Daniel that's able to reveal secrets. They called him in here and said, "Can you tell us the meaning of this?" And he looked at it and he was able to understand the meaning. That which was hidden from Belshazzar, that which through the hardness and evil of his heart he wasn't able to understand. But yet there was one who stood in the gap. There was one that had still through the years been faithful to God. Maybe he had been mocked at. Maybe he had been laughed at. We know he had been targeted and they had tried to have him killed. But yet he had been faithful and kept his communion with God and was able in that moment of need to stand in the gap and reveal that which man didn't see. I want to encourage us tonight. The Lord wants to reveal Himself to us. The Lord wants to reveal His ways unto us. It's not beyond our reach. It's not something that I can't get a hold of. It doesn't have to be foreign. But the Lord wants to show Himself. He said, whenever Jesus said, "When I leave, I'll send the Comforter unto you. And He'll guide you in all truth. He'll give you the fullness of it, not just some of it so that it's part dark and it's part light and there's confusion. But I'll lead you in the fullness of the light. I'll lead you in the fullness of truth. There doesn't have to be a veil over your face, over your minds. But instead, we can all steadfastly behold the glory of the Lord. Not through another man even. I don't have to go through a priest. But I can approach directly to the throne of grace. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you that we have access to Him. That I can come with pure heart and draw nigh unto Him. And have Him reveal Himself unto me. That I can see Him." You don't leave that place the same person. When the Lord reveals Himself unto you. When the Lord begins to reveal unto the honest heart His ways. The answers. That's something. There are sometimes questions that people have. That we may try to help. But really when it comes down to it. The revelation to the heart of man can only come from God. I can only tell you so much. I can try to help you. I can try to encourage you. But when it comes down to the tests of life, whenever the enemy comes in your face and contests it, what I say is not going to carry it. It's not going to be enough there. But the Lord wants to be the one to speak to every one of us. The Lord, if we'll come with spiritual mind, "Lord, give me a renewing of my mind. Lord, I have some confusion. I have some questions. I don't understand everything, Lord." You know the Lord understands that. I'm thankful the Lord. Remember John the Baptist when he was in prison? He began to question in his mind. He sent messengers to Jesus. "Is this really He? Lord, are You really the one? I'm in prison now. I'm in hardship." Jesus didn't say, "John, You should have known better. John, you knew this all along. You preached it. But instead, he said, you go tell John that those that are sick, they're healed. Those that are blind, their sight's restored to him. Prophecy is being fulfilled and confirmed his faith. The Lord wants to confirm some things for us. The Lord wants to settle some things in our hearts and lives. That it doesn't have to be on shaking ground. It doesn't have to be shaking, but that cannot be shaken may remain in our lives. May remain steadfast. Do you realize the value of that in our world? In our day and time, to be able to have something that doesn't shake. To be able to have something when the winds of doctrine begin to blow is steadfast. The Lord wants to be able to provide that revelation that comes from the Father alone. Something that we can stand on, that He can reveal to our hearts. You pray for me.